So I get one true story for you guys. This one come from the west side of Maui at one place called Wahikuli. See, nowadays, if you drive out to Ka'anapali, you can pass by the Lahaina Civic Center with the tennis courts and the big gym and the police station and the fire station. And right across the highway, get one sign, Wahikuli Wayside Park. It's the beach park over there, right on the coast. So, long time ago, Wahikuli was one major village, and everybody inside there get along. Well, most everybody. The most popular guy was Pilikana. Everybody loved Pilikana because he work hard, he play hard, and he kokua everybody. The only thing wrong with Pilikana, or no, was even his fault, was his brother-in-law, Mahikoa. Mahikoa was just the opposite of Pilikana. Pilikana work hard, Mahikoa no work one day in his life. Pilikana play hard, plenty friends. Mahikoa no more friends. Pilikana kokua everybody, friends, family, strangers. Mahikoa, he think only of himself. Now, Mahikoa no was born and raised in Wahikuli. He just went show up one day. Nobody know where he come from. He just walk around giving everybody a stink eye. Oh, people was scared of him. But one day, he move in with Pilikana's sister. Nobody know what she seen in him, but hey, it's their business, yeah, whatever's. So one day, Pilikana, he stay working hard in his front yard, building one big rock wall. Yeah, one by one, he move the big pohaku, pile them up, so his chickens no run around and bother everybody else. Was the middle of the day, the sun beating down on him, the sweat all in his eyes, and he get this funny feeling like somebody watching him. So he look up and, there Mahikoa, standing right in front of him, just giving him the stink eye. Pilikana tell, "Oh, Mahikoa, you ain't come for help me make my wall." Mahikoa go, "Crazy. I sick and tired of this place. Boring, you guys. No more nothing for do. Today, I going up the mountain. I going back where I ain't come from. You like come with me or what?" Oh, Pilikana no could believe. That's the most words his brother-in-law ever went talk to him. He figure, "Oh, maybe Mahikoa, he like bond with me now." So Pilikana tell, "Shoot, the wall can wait." And he go with Mahikoa. He follow Mahikoa up, up, up the mountain. Oh, they going inside the rainforest already. Pretty soon they come to places where the tree is so big, he can even see the top of them. And just when he start thinking that maybe Mahikoa stay lost, they come to one clear space with one gigantic, humongous freshwater pool fed by one giant waterfall. Oh, get all kind fruit trees all around inside the pool, get all kind fish and opai. And Pilikana think, "Man, this place just like magic." And you know, I think so maybe it was magic, because as soon as they reached the pool, Mahikoa, he undergo one personality transformation. The stink eye gone. He even crack one smile. And he walk up to Pilikana and he go, "Tag, you eat," and he run away laughing. Oh, Pilikana run after his brother-in-law. They're just like small kids again. They're playing chase master, hide-and-go-seek. They jump in the pool, splash each other with the water. All day long, they're having good fun playing, just like small kid time. They don't even notice the sun starting to go down. And pretty soon, Mahikoa tell, "Oh, gonna be dark pretty soon. We no can go back home already. Might as well we sleep over here." Pilikana tell, "Shoot, sound like fun." So Pilikana, he go around, he collects some branches and twigs like that, and he go make one fire. And the two guys jump inside the pool again. They catch some fish and opai. Oh, they eat up. They pick fruits from the trees. And after they eat so much, they no can swallow one more bite. They lay down next to the fire and they go moi moi. Well, around the middle of the night, yeah, Pilikana, he wake up like he had one bad dream, but no was one dream, was just one funny kind feeling. He rub his eyes, he open them up and he look across. On the other side of the fire, there Mahikoa snoring up. But Mahikoa's toes was in the fire. Pilikana called to him, "Hey, Mahikoa, wake up! Your toe's getting burned." Mahikoa just... So Pilikana, he get up, he walk around the fire. By now, the flames stick coming up Mahikoa's legs already. Ooh, Pilikana stopped for panic. He shake his brother-in-law's shoulders. He go, "Mahikoa, wake up! Wake up! You're getting burned!" Mahikoa... Well, by now, the fire stick crawling up Mahikoa's body, up to his chest already. Pilikana no can stand the sight and the smell. He start for take off running. He no care if he no can see where he going. He going. He running through the bushes and the brush, and he stumble over rocks and all, running as fast as he can. What a horrible sight. And then he hear Mahikoa's voice. "Oi, wait for me. I'll go home with you." Oh, Pilikana was so relieved. Oh, was just one nightmare, yeah. He turned around for tell Mahikoa about his bad dream and what he seen when curl his toenails. There was Mahikoa's head. No more nothing else, just his head sitting on top one rock, giving him the stink eye. And the head tell, "Oi, I'll go home with you." Aye, pow. Pilikana turn around. He run more fast than he ever did run before. And the head roll off the rock and start chasing him, coming down the mountain like one man going, big brown soccer ball. Pilikana going and going. You know, Kev, you know, can see where he going. He slam right into one tree, fall flat on his back, jump up again and keep on going until finally he can see Wahikuli village way down below. More fast he go and the head coming after him. "Oi, wait for me. I'll go home with you." Pilikana, he just run right through the village, straight to his house. He run inside the open doorway, and the head come rolling in after him. Pilikana jump over the head, go back outside, grab one rock from the wall, and he shove him in the doorway so the head no can roll out again. And then he set fire to his own house, and the whole village can hear Mahikoa screaming and yelling, but nobody dare for go look. Next morning, everybody gather at Pilikana's house. Well, no more house already, just one big pile of ashes. And they look through the ashes, no more no sign of Mahikoa's head, not even one rotten tooth. But I tell you what, if you go west side, go park your car at Wahikuli Wayside Park, and you go cross the highway, and you go walk up, 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 past the tennis courts, past the gym, the fire station, the police station, you go up until you get inside the rainforest where the trees so tall you no can see nothing. You find yourself a nice rock. You sit down and you wait. And come around midnight, Garen's ball barons, you gonna hear, "Oi, wait for me. I'll go home with you."